With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israel's prime minister says he's nominating President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. Correspondent Ben Thomas.
He's forging peace as we speak in one country and one region after the other.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House for dinner Monday.
I want to present to you, Mr. President, the letter I sent to the Nobel Prize Committee. It's nominating you for the Peace Prize, which is well-deserved, and you should get it.
Thank you very much. This I didn't know. Wow.
The two leaders celebrated their recent joint strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities, hailing the 12-day war as an unmitigated success. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Meanwhile, new attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels on cargo ships in the Red Sea have raised fears of a renewed campaign targeting a key maritime route for international trade. In Centerpoint, Texas, Project Grit volunteer Daniel Carlton, a disabled veteran, says helping with recovery and cleanup in Texas feels like the right thing to do.
My family's been coming to hunt to go camp with our children for the last 15 years. We've known some people who have perished in the flood. You know, we have friends within the camp community who still can't find their daughters. And so, of course, without questions, if you get here, you show up and you do whatever you can.
Over 100 people have died and many remain missing. Despite officials urging civilians to stay away, volunteers have joined the search for missing people. Authorities, however, warn that uncoordinated efforts could hinder rescue operations. The search spans over 60 miles and involves drones, dogs, boats, and helicopters. On Wall Street, the Dow down 110 points, the Nasdaq ahead 24. This is SRN News. States are beginning to protect kids online.
New York has approved legislation requiring warning labels on social media apps, and the Parents Television and Media Council thinks it's a great idea. Spokesman Melissa Hansen says, quote, just like warning labels were added to cigarette packages, social media labels are intended to warn users against the harms. It's one common sense solution amongst many. The PTMC points out that children can be sexually trafficked online and exposed to pornography. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christian relief agencies are rushing aid to Texas, where deadly floods have killed scores of people and destroyed a lot of property. Samaritan's Purse leading the charge, and CEO Franklin Graham is urging all Americans to intervene spiritually, saying, we need to continue to surround these devastated families and communities in prayer. Also pray for the hundreds involved in the search and rescue efforts. This is SRN News. No casualties reported from the eruption of a volcano in Indonesia.
Residents are wearing masks in fear of the thick volcanic ash as rumbling Mount Lebotobi Laki-Laki erupted for a second straight day. The eruption at dawn sent lava and clouds of ash more than 2 miles high. The eruption followed two larger ones on Monday. Photos and videos circulating on social media showed terrified residents running for their lives under the rain of ash and gravel as the ash clouds expanded into a mushroom shape. No casualties have been reported, though, from the latest eruptions of the volcano. That has been at the highest alert level since June 18. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Authorities have closed the Acropolis for several hours Tuesday due to high temperatures, the closure from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Mandatory work breaks remain in effect in parts of Greece, temperatures exceeding 104 degrees Fahrenheit. More details at srnnews.com.